Proverbs chapter 3, read verse 6. The Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." That verse easily divides into two parts. First part, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Second part, and he shall direct thy paths. I want to divide this podium, this pulpit area, into two parts this morning. Over here on this side is my side. Over there on the other side is his side. I want to try to preach this thought. I hope you aren't on the Lord's side. I hope you aren't on the Lord's side. My side over here is to acknowledge him. That's my part. And the word acknowledge means more than just to be aware of or to think of. It means a whole lot more than that. It means to know. It means to know personally God. A lot of people have an acquaintance of God, but they don't know him as Lord and Savior. And this verse will mean nothing to you if you don't know him as Lord and Savior. For your part, the first part, is to acknowledge him. And you cannot acknowledge him if you do not know him personally. To acknowledge not only means to know, but it has the idea to observe, to look at, to ponder. It has the idea of being made aware of. It includes the thought of discovering, learning something new, something fresh about him. My part, your part, is to acknowledge him, to put our focus on him, to recognize him, to be aware of him. It has the idea of trusting, depending on. Included with the thought is an absolute mistrust of self. In recognizing who he is, we recognize or supposed to recognize who we are. We cannot trust ourselves. Self will always let you down. That's your side. That's your part. That's what we are to do. On the other side of this platform is the Lord's side. On the other side of this verse is the Lord's side. It says, "And he shall direct thy paths." That's his side. That's his obligation. That's his responsibility. And he said, "If you'll do your part, I'll do my part. If you do what I tell you to do, acknowledge me. Be aware of me. Focus on me. Put your attention on me. If you'll do that, you can rest assured I'm going to take care of my side. I'm going to direct your paths." That word direct means more than, "Hey, come on, let me take you by the hand and I'll show you the way." That's a part of it. But there's a whole lot more to that word direct than just leading or guiding or directing. It's more than him just pointing out the direction and say, "Go down that way and do the best you can." There's a lot more involved with that. Our focus this morning is what we're supposed to do and what he said he will do. The word direct means to make straight. Now that meant a lot to them. I have ridden up through the mountains where these folks come from. I promise you one thing, they'd love to have some of those roads straightened every once in a while. If it takes you 30 minutes to go 3 miles, you sure would like to have a straight road every once in a while. And when this was written, there were some many crooked roads through the countryside. And when they thought about a straight road, they thought, my, how wonderful that is. That word direct means more than just he'll lead you down the right path. It means he'll take care of the path for you. He'll go before you, making it easier. He'll make sure you go down the right path. It's kind of like a blind man in Africa. And he's got to go through the jungle that he doesn't know anything about. And he couldn't see if he did. So he relies on the native who knows the jungles and he knows the area. And that blind man acknowledges that native and recognizes his wisdom and his sense of direction and his knowledge of the terrain. And that blind man in Africa completely abandons himself to the guide's knowledge and direction. And that native knows the terrain, and he knows there's many ways to get where we're going. But I want to take this man the easiest way. And I'm not going to just point him down the path. What good would that do? The man's blind. He didn't know where to go anyway. He not only will point him in the right direction, there's a direction, I'm directing you. Oh, no, 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 no. He goes with that blind man and leads him down the easiest path available. Now, it may not be an easy path, but it's the easiest path. And I want to tell you something, there are no easy paths through this life. We're in a world of problems and heartache and trouble and trials. And if you're looking for an easy path, you're going to be disappointed. Hey, but I know this. My God knows the way through the wilderness. And if I'll stay on my side and acknowledge Him, He's going to take care of His side and lead me down the easiest path there is. Sounds pretty good to me. But what I'm finding, instead of me staying on my side and just acknowledging Him, and loving Him, and trusting Him, and focusing on Him, and letting Him take care of wherever we're going, I find out I get over here on His side. And I try and start making my plan. Trying to work things out on my own. And my brain's not big enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know the right way. And that's why I get in trouble so often. I'm on the Lord's side. And I'm doing His work and staying where I'm supposed to be. I say this morning, I sure hope you aren't on the Lord's side. I hope you're not trying to run His business. Could I say it real blunt? Just stay out of the Lord's business. Stay on your side and He'll take care of His side. I am so thankful for that. We so many times get in trouble because we're on the Lord's side trying to run His business and make His plans and do what He wants us to do. And we end up in trouble. Could we look at an example of that real quick? Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. I'm talking about acknowledging Him and worshiping Him and loving Him and adoring Him and trusting Him and depending on Him and letting Him take care of the results. He can handle His side just right. Look in chapter 12, verse 10. And there was famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. Abraham later was in Egypt and there was famine. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If there's a famine, that means you're going to go hungry. And your family's going to go hungry. So Abraham does the wrong thing. He moves off his side of just worshiping God and trusting God, even though there is a famine. And he moves over to God's side and he says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Egypt where there's still food. Well, now in our way of thinking, that sounds okay. except for this. Let's read verse 13. He says to Sarah, his wife on the way to Egypt, "You're a pretty lady. And Pharaoh and all those men in Egypt, when they see you, they'll want you. Pharaoh will want you for his wife, his harem. So I tell you what, Sarah, yeah, tell them you're my sister." Look at verse 13. "Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee." He's still on the Lord's side. He's still doing what God's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to still be back home. But now he's going to a foreign land where he shouldn't be and making more plans to get him in more trouble than ever before. Well, you get on the Lord's side, you get in trouble. And what happened when they got to Egypt? Pharaoh heard about Sarai and called her to himself and would have made her one of his harem had God not protected old dumb old Abraham. Let's read again what it says. I'm talking about Abraham, instead of worshiping God on through the famine, starts making his own plans, and his own plans are causing trouble. Now, the Lord delivered Sarai from Pharaoh, but look at verse 16. "And he entreated Abram," Pharaoh, "well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and he asses and men servants." My goodness, it sounds like Abraham's getting blessed. Pharaoh gives him all kinds of stuff. But notice one word. "And men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels." One of the maid servants that Abraham got from Pharaoh was, listen, Hagar. Do you know who Hagar was? Hagar was that servant that Sarai said later on to Abram, "Go into her." And she conceived Ishmael. And right now today, there's an unsettled spirit in that land because of Ishmael and Isaac. I'm talking about Abraham said, "There's trouble here where I'm at. I'm going to try and find a way out of it. I'm going to," and he thought he was doing the right thing, but he got out of his side. He got out of his place. He got on the wrong side of the verse. And we're not careful, we'll do the same thing. When troubles come and problems come, we ain't careful, we'll jump over here and try and do the Lord's work. I tell you, it's his work. It's his business. He said, "You acknowledge me. You know me. You trust me. You believe me. You rely on me. And let me take care of whatever you're going through." Proverbs 16:3, you don't have to turn to it. "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." He said, the word literally means roll over. Commit your thoughts to the Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for being so good to me. I thank you for being God. I thank you for being more than sufficient. Oh, Lord, whatever I'm going through, I trust you. I rely on you. Lord, you lead me. You direct me, but that's your business. You take me where you want me to go. You do what you want to do. Lord, I trust you. I believe you. I want to learn something new about you. Acknowledge him and let him take care of the paths. Let him take care of where he's leading you. Kind of like a ship going down the Amazon River in a boat. And there's rocks, and there's logs, and there's sandbars that you can't see. But the man who lives there knows where they're at. And what you need to do is let the captain of the boat drive the boat and keep your hands off the wheel. I know what to do here. I want to go down and we'll get in a wreck. Sure as the world, because we didn't let the captain drive the boat. I'm telling you, he's the captain. Let him direct your paths. Let him lead you. Let him direct you. Let him take care of his side. You take care of your side, he'll take care of his side. Take care of your business, he'll take care of his business. And I'm going to tell you, I need to make sure I'm not on the Lord's side when it comes to my sin. I said, I need to make sure I'm not on the Lord's side when it comes to my sin. It says acknowledge him. Now, the Bible teaches that we're all born sinners. And because of that, we're heading to hell. And as I recognize that and realize that, as long as I'll stay on the first part of the verse and acknowledge him, I'll be all right. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And my good works are not good enough. And I believe your son died for me and rose again. And I believe your son paid for my sin debt. And I believe that. I accept that. I'm relying on that right here, right now. I want to have an experience with you. I want to give you my life. I want to give you my mess. Forgive me for what I've done. Lord, I trust you. I receive your son. I receive your salvation. I receive your forgiveness. Or we can, like so many people do, get over here and say, I know I'm not right. I'm going to have to start doing better. I'm going to have to stop doing some of this mess I'm doing. I know I'm not doing right. I know there's something wrong with my life. I'm going to have to stop doing some things that I shouldn't do and start doing some things that I should do. And maybe that'll give me favor with God. Maybe somehow he'll see my good works as opposed to my bad works and he'll let me into heaven when I die. I'll tell you what, you're on the wrong side. It will not work. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. We're so born in sin, our best is not good enough. The best we can do is not sufficient. As long as you stay on your side and acknowledge your sin and recognize your lost condition and your worthlessness and your helplessness and call on him, you're fine. But there's a whole lot of people trying to work their way to heaven, trying to cover up their sin, trying to overcome their wrong by doing good. I'm going to tell you, I hope I'm not on the Lord's side when it comes to my sin. I hope I'm not on the Lord's side when it comes to my sin. I hope I'm not on the Lord's side when it comes to my supply. He said, acknowledge him in all thy ways. He said, listen to what it says. In all thy ways acknowledge him. This is not just a Sunday thing. This is not just a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night thing where you make sure you come to church and you listen and you sing pretty good so the preacher won't fuss at you too much. This acknowledging him is a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and start again every day, all day thing. It's a day by day thing. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. That means even our financial way, in our spiritual way, in our social way, in our emotional way, in everything in life, we're to acknowledge him. She just sang about it. 6 days ain't long when you don't have any money and the bills coming due. We ain't careful, we get to fretting. Get over here, what can I do? How can I work this out? What can I do? No. Get over here and say, Lord, there's a need. You know it. Lord, I'm trusting you. Show me what to do and help me do it. And I'm trusting you. I know you're able. I know you're sufficient. I know you love me. I'm trusting you. I'm giving it to you, Lord. And as you lead me, I will let you lead me. I will follow you. As you direct my path, as you show me what to do, and only as you show me what to do, then I'll do it. I'll trust your grace to help me to follow you. I'm talking about, I hope you're not on the Lord's side. Hope you're not putting your nose in his business. By the way, I'm preaching to myself too. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and then he will direct thy paths. stay off of his side. Hey, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Your part is seeking him. His part is adding the stuff. What do you need? What do you need? I hope we're not on the Lord's side when it comes to our supply, that we're trying to provide for ourselves what we need. I hope we're not on the Lord's side when it comes to our sin or our supply or our security. It says there, he shall direct thy paths. It means literally that he will direct you. He will make the path as easy as possible. He will go before you and lead you by the hand. In other words, you can trust him no matter what. It literally means the word direct. Here's another meaning I hadn't brought up yet. Say to the last. It means to remove obstacles. I said already. He'll make it as easy as possible. Could we go back to our blind man in Africa? He recognizes he can't get through this jungle. He doesn't even know which direction to go. And if he stumbled through, he'd get more lost instead of finding the goal. So he trusts the native. And that native leads him down the easiest path there is. There is no easy path. There is no level path. There is no short path. But the native knows the best path. So he leads him, and as he's leading the blind man, he says, "Now, whoa, wait just a minute, friend. There's a rock here." And he moves that rock out of the way, and he says, "Okay, come on. Whoa. Wait a minute, friend. Wait a minute. There's a branch right here. Let me take care of the branch." So he's not only just saying, "Go that way." He's leading him step by step, moment by moment. And as he is leading, as he is the word, as he is directing that blind man helplessly, hopelessly through the path, he's making all sure that the path is as safe as possible. Now tell you, there are no safe, completely easy paths. But your Lord knows the best way. Some of the places some of you have to tread is real difficult right now. Some of you are in some hard spots in your walk. If you're not careful, you'll get on the wrong side of this verse. What we must do, no matter what we're going through, isn't that right, Abraham? Yeah, Rick. What we got to do is acknowledge him. Worship him. Love him. Trust him. Learn more of him. Put our trust in him completely. And he says, if you'll acknowledge, what did he say? If you acknowledge me, I will direct your path. But if you get on his side, you hear me, Rick? I sure do. You're in trouble. I hope you're not on the Lord's side this morning. Got a question. Are you saved? If you were to die right now, where would you go? You'll go somewhere. Life does not end at all. It really begins at all. The moment we breathe our last, eternity starts. What's going to happen to you? If your life were to end right now, where would you be? Where would you open your eyes? I'll tell you where. Either in heaven or in hell. Forever in heaven or forever in hell. The lake of fire later, of course. If you're not careful, you'll try your best, do your best, trying to follow the rules, and you're on the wrong side of the verse. What you must do and what I had to do, and every believer in this building, in this world, was to acknowledge him, recognize he's my only hope. What Jesus did on Calvary is the only hope of me getting to heaven. It's the only hope I have for salvation. It's the only way of provision, of providing forgiveness. My only hope of making it to heaven when I die is to accept Him. And this morning, I believe there's some folks here who need to do that. I believe also there's some people who need some help from the Lord. Supply. Some help. If you're not careful, you'll try and think of all the ways you can do it and how you can handle it and your plan and your program and your manipulation. When He says, if you'll just acknowledge Me, if you'll just trust Me, if you'll just love Me, if you'll just worship Me, if you'll just listen to Me, part of that verse is a servant waiting for the next command of the Master. Just waiting for the next thing He says. I tell you, if you'll acknowledge Him, He'll show you what to do. He will say, come on, sure, I got it worked out, and I'm going to help you along the way. And when it gets tough, I'll help you through. And when it gets hard, I'll help you through. And when you're weeping, I'll dry your tears. And when you don't know where to go, don't worry, I do. There's probably some folks who need some help about security. You're worried, troubled, fretting, afraid, upset. I'm going to tell you, stay off of the Lord's side. Stay on your side. Acknowledge Him. Focus on Him. Hey, those problems are big. They are impossible. And they'll drive us loony if we focus on them. But He said, don't do that. That's my side. That's my responsibility. You're on the wrong side of the verse. Get on your side of the verse. Trust Me and you'll think, oh my, that problem's not near as big. Hey, God specializes in things that are impossible. They're not even hard for Him. Whew, thank the Lord for a God that big. Stay on your side of the verse. Stay off the Lord's side. Trust Him, love Him, rely on Him, obey Him as He leads you and as He directs you, and He'll direct you the right way. What do you need this morning? What are you lacking this morning? Instead of focusing on that need, that problem, focus on Him. Let's stand together. I'm done. Many of you will come. I believe there's folks here who need to be saved. I believe that with all my heart. I've been praying all week.